Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awaken to Empowerment Radio. This is Carol Ann Parisi. It's time for you to create your ideal life. It's time to awaken to consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. How's 2018 going for you? Are you making those plans to start the business? Have you started that business? How are you creating those ideal relationships? How's that diet going? Well, here we are your source with conscious solutions for truth. So you can create your ideal life. Awaken to Empowerment Radio is your authentic guide for your journey towards self-empowerment. Remember, you cannot change what you don't confront. So hopefully everybody is doing well today. I am doing fantastic. And I'm going to talk a little bit about prosperity today. And we will get back into the 9 declarations to claim your personal power with the Motivation Manifesto. But the true definition of prosperity. Now, this is from Catherine Ponder's book, Open Your Mind to Prosperity. So you really have to open your mind and have a prosperity mindset. Too many people suffer from stinking thinking and, oh, you know, all rich people are greedy. We've talked about this on this radio show before. You know what? There's nothing wrong with getting rich. Now, yeah, if you're going to go ahead, be a gangbanger and kill people and sell people drugs to get rich, you know, that's not a place of light. You've got to come from a place of truth and light. And when you're projecting truth and light and love and harmony and peace, that's where true wealth is. So here is the true definition of prosperity. You can open your mind to prosperity when you realize the true definition of the word. You are prosperous to the degree that you are experiencing peace, health, and plenty in your world. Prosperity includes peace of mind. A businessman recently wrote, "The study of prosperity certainly does bring peace of mind. Since I took up the study, my wife has stopped griping at me, and my mother-in-law has started leaving me alone." This was written in 1960, by the way. But yes, prosperity is peace of mind. Prosperity is also harmony. A young musician who attended one of Kathleen Ponder's prosperity classes had been out of work for a number of months. Immediately after the class, he got the finest job in his life. Later he wrote, "I had a nice surprise from my study. I took it up because I needed a job, which I quickly got. But at a time I was employed, prosperous thinking, my wife and I were estranged. We've been reconciled and now happier than ever." Prosperity certainly includes peace and harmony. Prosperity includes health. This woman was in pain for 12 years, and drugs couldn't even help her. But when she went to this prosperity, mental prosperity, remember, she realized for the first time in 12 years she was free of pain. Prosperity is physical healing. It includes health. And, of course, the obvious, prosperity is financial plenty. See, prosperity includes peace and health, and prosperity is more than money alone. But what's wrong with prosperity as money? Nothing. Nothing. You must open your mind to all, deliberately open your mind to all ideas of prosperity. And money is a spiritual thing, too. Money is part of your spiritual heritage. And then she goes on and says there were millionaires in the Bible. There were millionaires in the Bible. Remember, Among the Hebrew leaders were Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. You know, Abraham was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold. Genesis 13:2. So there is nothing wrong with prosperity. Remember, the Bible speaks much to prosperity. But Jesus also said, you know, you can't put all that first. So prosperity is necessary for your growth. Open your mind to prosperity. When you realize that prosperity is necessity for your spiritual growth and all types of growth in you, it will give you the freedom to do whatever you want. But there's also personal responsibility, the prosperity of personal responsibility. So these are some thoughts on prosperity. I hope these have served you. I don't want to hear the rich. I'm so tired of the society saying, eat the rich. Oh, the rich are bad. There's bad people that are poor, too, okay? There's good people that are rich. There are good people that are poor. But see, if you're listening to this show, you get it. You have a prosperity and abundance mindset because you know what? You can help more people. You could serve more people. The more you have, the more you can give. It's the overflow process. So just a thought for today, Wealth of Wisdom Wednesday here. Wealth is a good thing. Be prosperous. Be prosperous in all that you do, everything you put your hand to. So here's something that we talked about a little bit yesterday, conscientiousness. And this is a little quick bit from the first magazine. Conscientiousness is contagious. You always put your best effort into your work, and research confirms that your doing so makes your coworkers work harder. University of Georgia scientists analyzed stats from NBA athletes and found a spillover effect which diligent players upped everyone else's game. For example, when these linchpins were part of the action, their teammates scored more points. Turns out that their work ethic inspired those around them to do better. So there you go. We got to go ahead and inspire others. That is why we are called to excellence and to put our best self forward. That is why we are here. We are to empower others. Each one teach one. See, when you learn, you get to live it. And then you live it, you're going to live a life, exemplary life, to inspire others. That is truly what life's about, is to serve each other on so many levels. Teaching others. Each one teach one. Imagine that you're living this phenomenal, ideal life. You're high vibing with your thoughts and your attitude, and you've got this dream gig going, and these phenomenal relationships in business and in personal life, and you're just rocking your fitness. And you know, yeah, there's going to be haters out there, okay? There's going to be haters, but that says more about them than you. We must put our best selves forward. We have to keep thinking positive. We have to keep projecting positive. We have to keep our mindset on the right things, prosperity, health, abundance, overflow, because thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can all be, do, have whatever our heart desires. We can create our ideal lives. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Just keep repeating. Yes, I can. I can do all things. Yes, I can. You can do it. You can do it. Just keep putting your heart into it. So, and, you know, it takes a little willpower. So here's a little quick tip, an easy way to boost willpower. The next time a delicious dessert tests your resolve, simply imagine a chilly scene like a ski slope or a frozen pond. Pretty easy to do here in Chicago right now. It will make it easier to resist temptation. According to new findings in the Journal of Psychological Research, investigators tested subjects' willpower before and after they viewed pictures of a hot, cold, or neutral landscape. The surprising results, people who looked at wintry snapshots displayed greater self-discipline than those who saw sunnier scenes. The investigators theorized that while heat encourages relaxation, the suggestion of cold puts us on guard more and more in control. some little helpful tips and tricks for you, little quick bits. And that's from First Magazine, and January 15th, 2018. I go to the grocery store a lot, and I keep getting these things. They're such good little short snippets to read. We are going to go ahead tomorrow. Maybe we'll cover critical steps for a healthy draft. Yeah, maybe. Healthy draft to prevent past due payments. We'll see. We will see. But let's get right back now into our motivation manifesto where we left off the other day. And this is on human nature. Freedom, fear, and motivation. Now, we did touch the points of the declaration of personal power, lead our life with full presence and power, reclaim our agenda, defeat our demons, advance with abandon, practice joy and gratitude, shall not break our integrity, shall amplify love and inspire greatness, and we shall slow time. So here is on freedom, and we read this yesterday. I want freedom for the full expression of my personality. That was Mahatma Gandhi. A vibrant, genuine, and purposeful life is the right of all mankind, but most of us fail to grasp it. We are lions and lionesses living as mice. Rather than exploring free on the savannah, we are living small and distracted lives. It is the calling of each man and woman who draws breath to have a grand vision for our lives and to each day claim the vastness of that vision. Yet rather than stalk our dreams with abandon, we too often sit and sulk, blaming and complaining, chasing after paltry goals and cheat the magnificence of our being. Is this our true nature? Surely not. We are all meant to be wild and independent and free, our hearts filled with ferocious passion for life. The day is meant to be ours, and our purpose within is to live as we truly are and enjoy the full terrain of life's freedom as we chase our own meaning and purpose, our own legacy. If we can unchain ourselves from social restrictions, we can have that day, and we can leap and stretch, expressing our power to its limits. We can hunt our dreams with fierceness unimagined by those creatures trapped in wastelands of stress and sorrow. So let us not forget the thing we are after. Humankind's main motivation is to seek and experience personal freedom. Humankind's main motivation is to seek and experience personal freedom. This is neither a political statement nor necessarily Western philosophy. It would be difficult to deny that all people worldwide deeply desire the grand freedom, social freedom, emotional freedom, creative freedom, financial freedom, time freedom, and spiritual freedom. No matter a person's religion or spiritual life philosophy, they want the freedom to exercise it. This argument carries on. No matter how someone wants to feel in life, they want the freedom to feel it. No matter what one wants to create and contribute, they want the freedom to do so. No matter what someone dreams of doing with their free time, they want the freedom to direct it and enjoy it. No matter what one's political perspective, they want that freedom to follow it and support it. And so, at this base of all our desires, is the greater desire for freedom to choose and to actualize that desire. Freedom. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. That's it. Hey, thank you for joining us on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. We are your source. We are your authentic source for you to create your ideal life. We are here with you on this journey. This is Awaken to Empowerment Radio with Carol Ann Parisi, Ideal Life Systems. I'm a life coach, transformation diva extraordinaire. Join me every time we have our Awaken to Empowerment Radio show. Just sign up for it. Thank you for joining me. I'm grateful for you. Go be free. Go create that ideal life. Remember, thoughts are things. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. We become what we think about most of the time. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And, of course, as we know, peace of mind. Thank you for joining me. I'll catch you back here next time. Awaken to Empowerment Bye-bye. Peace out. And love ya.